Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Philip. This is now the episode 299. Wow. 299. We are one episode away to hit the 300 mark. That's right. One episode away to hit the 300 mark. You know, I want to thank anyone who listened to this for the last 5 years. The last 5 years since I started this podcast. Thank you, everyone. And we're almost there to hit this 300 episode. I haven't decided what I plan to do with the 300 episode, to be honest with you. Maybe I will have a guest. A guest maybe appear. Maybe two guests. Maybe three guests. Maybe four. Maybe zero guests, maybe. I don't know. Or maybe I just do a solo like I've been doing for the past few episodes or so. So, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Let's talk about this episode. This episode, number 299. Today, you know, I'm going to say this. Tomorrow is my birthday. Yeah, happy birthday to me. Yay, woo, happy birthday. Happy birthday to me, huh? But, yeah, tomorrow is my birthday. And we'll see what happens. I don't think I have any plans on my birthday. Just probably the usual go. Maybe either, I don't know. Maybe I have lunch with mom and with her boyfriend. I don't know for sure. I guess we'll find out. I'll find out tomorrow. Because I don't have any special plans for my birthday tomorrow, as far as I know. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. So it leads to me think, let's talk about birthdays. That's what this episode will be about. Birthdays. I'm going to talk about birthdays. We're going to talk about you know, there's a certain age group, or I should say a certain age with like a special occasion, which only happened once of a lifetime for hit a certain age. One is, you know, you turn 13, you become a teenager. Another, you turn 16, you know, the sweet, old sweet 16. And another one, turn 18. When you turn 18, you basically become an adult. Well, to the degree you become an adult, turn 18. Then, of course, you hit 21, the age of 21. So we're going to talk about those specific age, what I do those when I hit those age back then, you know, when I was 13, when I was turned 16, when I turned 18, when I turned 21, I'll talk about that. And I probably will ask you who listened to this episode, like, do you have like a special occasion you did when you turned 13? Or how about when you turned 16, 18, and 21? Is there like a special occasion that you remember? Maybe like a big birthday party, those certain age, or your parents have like a surprise vacation to take you, like maybe at Disneyland, I don't know, or something, maybe a cruise, or Las Vegas, or to go casino when you hit 21, or, you know, whatever. Answer that, you know, once I post this episode, answer that, you know, on, you know, you can reply to the comment on the PW message board if you're a PW member, or on Instagram, if you follow me on Instagram, or same thing on Threads, and Facebook, you know, go ahead, post a comment. Feel free to share your experience when you hit those age once of a lifetime when you turn 13. What you do when you turn 13, 16, 18, and 21. I will share my experience, or anything like that. So let's get started. Well, first, before I start with those certain ages, I want to talk about something regarding, still talk about birthdays. There's a certain, I'm going to start this, that there is a certain dumbass And I'm not going to say who it is on here, on this episode. But this is a certain dumbass be telling or be saying that it's never a good idea to tell people your birthday to give you that information. Because they will take your identity or some bullshit. It's not a good idea to tell people your birthday. I'm like, since fucking when? That's that, and I would say, that's in, you know, it's one thing. If it was a social security number, that's different. If it was your account number from your checking account, saving account, or even account from the bills you pay, like, you know, from like cable, because, you know, each, when you pay bills, you know, they have you have your own account number, right? Whether it's from your car insurance, house insurance, life insurance, cable company, whatever, you have an account number assigned by those providers or companies, whatever bills that you pay. You don't tell them your account number for those either. That's sure, but you can't tell people your birthday? What the fuck? You know how, and I told this person, that's impossible. There's nothing wrong to tell people your birthday because, you know, they can't give you the information. They can't get information from that because, you know, how many people may have the same birthdays? Because, you know, someone may have the same birthdays. And, you know, now if you too secretly about and too sensitive about your age, you don't want people knowing your age, sure, fine. You can still tell your birth date without the year, what year you born, or don't tell at all. That's fine if you don't want people to know your age. That's only the information you know they will know is when you got it from your birthday is your age. That's all. It's, you know, so because this fucking dumbass. And I honestly, I think this person is just want to be controlling and don't know. 95 or 99% of the time, he's talking out of his fucking ass. And this one's it. This is a good example. Why is you can't tell people your birthday? There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, if you don't want to tell people your birthday, that's fine. If you don't want people to know your age, that's fine too. Fine, but you know, but this whole it's never a good idea to tell people your birthday because they can get your information. That's fucking bullshit. This is not like you give out your social security number, like at all. It's bullshit. I mean, tell another individual about it, and I tell you know this person is a full shit regarding not you can't tell people's birthdays. Get the fucking shit. If you can tell people, if you're worried about getting your information by telling birthdays, then by giving your birthdays to your employees when you apply to a job, when you file the application, when they ask your age. What about when you go to the doctor appointment? They had to ask your when your birthday is. Same thing with car insurance. House insurance. Life insurance. How about when you were younger, when you go to school? They would definitely ask your birthday. Maybe it's not a good idea to tell them your birthday either. It's same or when you go to college to a degree. Same thing. What about to the bank when you have your own checking account number? Or about to open your own account. And they could probably ask your birthday. What's your birthday? Maybe it's not a good idea to tell them your birthday too. It's common sense. And this dumbass does not have fucking common sense. At all. At all. You know. But what do you think? People. What do you think about that? What this person say? Is it a good idea to tell people your birthday? I mean, if you're secretly about your age, fine. If you don't want people to know your birthday, Okay, fine, but this whole, you can tell, it's not a good idea to tell them your birthday because they get your information. That's fucking bullshit. What do you think, people? Let me know on the comments on my Instagram if you follow me on Instagram. Same thing on Threads and Let's Talk Podcast Facebook page and on the PW message board or other message board. Tell me what you think. Discuss about that. Discuss about that. But anyways, birthdays. You know, when we were all young, when we were all kids, we were excited to that our birthday's coming up. Because you know why? The best part, birthday presents. That was the best part back then. Birthday presents, you know, you get birthday presents from your family members, your friends, or even teachers. Especially if your birthday is on school day. which, sometimes, a lot of times, when you have your birthday, you have school, or even when you work, when you have a job, work, when you get older. But right now, we're talking about when we're little kids. You know, birthdays, you know, or even birthday parties, you know? And those are fun times when we're kids. Fun times. I remember all those times when I was a kid, we would have a birthday party at Pierre Piper Pizza. How many of you used to have a birthday party at Pierre Piper Pizza? I mean, you invite your friends to come over. Friends come over to your birthday party, bring present, got you present for your birthday. You know, we play those arcade games, those fun games at the Pierre Piper Pizza. I used to do that all the time, a bunch of times on my birthdays, you know, doing birthday parties. Those are fun times. I remember, you know, play arcade games, you know, play, what was it? Like the Ninja Turtles, even Tekken, the first one that is, Street Fighter, and even when Mortal Kombat first hit, it was the very first original Mortal Kombat, that too, and some other games, you know, those are fun times, you know, you have birthday parties, you know, with your families and friends, you know, have fun as a kid. Those are fun, great times. You know, that's from my experience. What about you? Do you have birthday parties? Again, share comments on those platforms I mentioned a couple times already. And I remember the other times in elementary school. I can't remember what grade was in. Maybe kindergarten or first grade. One of the two. My parents and teacher, whoever, you know, my teacher, basically a surprise birthday party. So, you know, in my classroom with my fellow classmates, with my bunch of my friends there. So, you know, sing happy birthday cake, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, those good stuff, you know, back in elementary school when I went to, I believe it was in Mesilla Valley Elementary School. And, you know, I jumped to different elementary schools for a short while, you know, Mesilla Valley for a little short while. And then I went to almost a high elementary school from, I believe, first to fourth grade and then Sunrise to fifth grade before I jumped to middle school. I think there's a couple times we sing happy birthday. My birthday's on school day when I was in elementary school, especially in Omaha High. Now, unless it's on the weekend, that's different because, you know, no school's on weekends. But yeah, so, you know, birthdays is, you know, it's one of those once a year to celebrate whatever age you hit, you know. Which is, there's nothing wrong with it, but according to some jackass, thinks it's not a good idea to tell people your fucking birthdays. But, you know, whatever. Yeah, that person is a fucking idiot, you know. But anyways, no, enough about that person. But, but, you know, oh, man. You know, and, you know, of course, I know there are people out there may have, like, maybe different birthday parties, maybe throw birthday parties at their house, or maybe have hire someone, some clown to do, like, come over, a clown to do balloon tricks, or doing, give out balloons, or, you know, whatever. Not me. I don't think, to my knowledge, if I remember correctly, there were no clowns on any of my birthday parties, like, at all. So, not that I remember. I don't recall that. Excuse me. You can tell I'm already losing voice, and I just started like 15 minutes ago. So give me 1 second. I'm getting a drink real quick. Excuse me. Sorry about that. There we go. A little bit better. Excuse me. Okay. But, you know, birthdays. It's just a special occasion. Well, I would say it was a special occasion until you hit a certain age, or until when you get older. And then it's just, and I will go ahead and say this. Once you get older, it's just not feel that special moment again, like at all. Yeah, sure, you may have people who will say happy birthday to you, whether it's from your friends, families, co-workers, whoever, which is cool, which is fine. It's better than nothing, really, but it does not have that special moment again, ever. And you may be getting less birthday presents or no birthday presents at all. It just does not have that special birthday moment. I apologize. I got a text on my phone. And I have to check out real quick. Okay. I apologize. I got a text from my phone. Someone texted me. But, it just does not have that special moment. I know a certain friend of mine once told me it's just, you know, it's just like Christmas. It's for the kids, really. Birthday's for the kids. It's just like Christmas. And that part, I guess you can say it's kind of true. But it's just, I guess that's part of it too. I mean, I could understand regarding Christmas more. But birthdays, yeah, I guess you could say that. Basically, if you think about it, after, you know, long think about that. It's, you know, it just does not have that special moment anymore once you got older. Once you, you know, you're an adult or whatever. Not saying that you should stop celebrating your birthday. You fucking should. You should. As long as you take fully responsible. Don't do something stupid like drink and drive or anything like that. No, that's a no-no. I do not condone drink and drive. Don't do that. Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive while you're at it, too, by the way. None of that bullshit. Take fully responsible. But, folks, I just got word. I had to take a little break. But more about birthdays. We'll be right back after this short, brief break. We are back. Welcome back. I apologize. We had to take a little short break. So we're back. And I was talking about birthdays. And that's what we're talking about in this episode. Talk about birthdays and all such. You know. I did mention before the break. You know. Once you get older. It does not have that special birthday moment, or I don't know the word moment. It's probably the wrong word to describe, like the special feel to it anymore once you get older, once you become an adult. It's just like another day. Yes, people will say happy birthday to you, probably, and maybe get together with some friends and or families or both, you know, to have lunch or dinner, you know, just to celebrate with you, but there's nothing wrong with it, but it just does not feel the same like it was when you were younger or when you were a kid. And I did mention earlier before the break that one of my friend of mine once said, you know, birthdays and same thing with Christmas is that it's just for kids now, which I guess for Christmas I can see more so than birthdays. And you know, I was thinking about it, you know, even though I did say, you know, kind of, you know, regarding birthdays and Christmas, but after I, you know, after we take a break, when we're during the break, I rethink about it, you know, and I, well, Christmas, there are probably more to it regarding Christmas, but it's more so, but I don't really, it grew, and even though Christmas is more of a basically a family bond to the degree, but birthdays, yes and no, I guess. Probably not, because if you think about birthdays, everyone has a birthday, duh. It's just that once you get older, it's just that it's not, you celebrate differently. I think that's more accurate to say. Once you get older, it's just that people celebrate differently. Once you get older, either you don't celebrate at all for your birthday, or you do, but you just don't get that special feeling more once you get older, if that make any sense. And you know, speaking of which, let's talk about birthday presents when we were kids. I try to remember what's this one birthday present that struck you when you were a kid. I can't remember a damn thing. I do remember I used to get a lot of toys for my birthday, or sometimes video games. I don't even remember what games are they. Some, you know, like maybe Super Nintendo or Nintendo games at the time when I owned those two consoles. I still have it, by the way. and I remember that. I just don't remember what games are they. I remember it because I remember used to get action figures, especially wrestling action figures, because I used to collect wrestling action figures, used to play those wrestling action figures when I was a kid. You know, I used to play wrestling action figures with friends, with a couple of my friends, old friends, and that's all I remember. But, you know, I try to remember what this one birthday present that struck you, or maybe a better question is, what birthday presents that you remember you received as a kid? Like I said, I used to get toys. I mean, I think we all do. let's be honest. let's be honest. Every single kid, or every single one who was a kid, or even who is a kid now, they get probably toys in some capacity for their birthday. That's what their birthday present. Some kids may want this. Maybe some kid may want some specific toy, or whatever the case is, you know, get that for their birthdays, or even for Christmas, for that matter, you know. So, you know, you get toys, and I remember when you're excited to see those present wrap, gift wrapped, or in a, in a bag or something, you want to know what's that present, and you open it, and you got excited with those presents. Sometimes you maybe get disappointed. Here's another question. What birthday present from then when you were a kid, and even you as a teenager, or as in you now, let me rephrase that question. What birthday present you receive that disappoint you, was a letdown? You remember? I sure don't remember. I don't remember what birthday present I have ever received that was a letdown in terms of birthdays. I do remember one thing, though. It's not really... It is somewhat a disappointment, letdown, but it's like maybe a few years ago. Because I used to get birthday presents. I got birthday presents basically every year. I used to get at least one or two birthday presents nowadays. But every year. I remember one time, and this is before COVID, I used to get several, one time, several birthday presents. Now, to be fair, at the time, Mom was in the hospital. Long story short, in the hospital for a long period of time, even past my birthday. And then she finally discharged in maybe early May. And that's it. I don't receive no birthday present. And you probably wonder, why didn't you tell her? Here's the thing. I know for a fact that her boyfriend knows my birthday was passed, but he didn't bother to tell her at all. He knows by now when it's my birthday. And from, you know, even now and even then. Now, I don't remember, like I said, I don't remember what year, but I know it's before COVID. Maybe 2018 or 2017. Around there, maybe. He knows that my birthday was passed while she's still in the hospital. And once she, you know, got better, got discharged, he didn't bother to tell her. He knows. He didn't bother to tell her my birthday was passed at all. I know he knows those. He knows he did it on purpose. But funny how he didn't tell her, but he sure, and don't say he didn't, he forget. That's bullshit. He didn't forget at all. He tell Mom that his granddaughter graduated from high school. He's going to graduate that month, that year. And yet she got his granddaughter something for her graduation from high school. But he sure don't tell her or tell her that my birthday was passed a month later after they got out of the hospital. What does that fucking tell you? But it is what it is. And that's one of those reasons I hate the fucking guy. But there's more to it, but here's a little spoiler. Look out for that potential final episode come May 31st. More about that guy. Stay tuned for that. That's all I have to say. But anyways, so that's all I can remember regarding somewhat like a letdown. Because I have zero. Nothing. That year. At all. But, you know, whatever. It is what it is. But that's all I can remember top of my head. But so, you know. So, again. Reply a comment on my Instagram. If you follow me on Instagram. Same thing with Threads. Let's Talk Podcast Facebook page. And on the PW board. If you're on here on PW. Reply a comment. What's your disappointing birthday present you ever received? Whether, you know, from when you're a kid, teenager, or even now. What's your biggest letdown birthday present you have received? What is the best birthday present you have received? I sure don't remember either. I don't even remember the best birthday present, to be honest with you. Wow. I try to think right now what was the best birthday present I have ever received. And to be honest with you, I can't remember top of my head. Like I said, you know, I used to receive, when I was a kid, you know, like action figures, wrestling action figures too, toys, even G.I. Joes, video games, but, you know, when I, you know, used to just have Nintendo and Super Nintendo, or even Nintendo 64, for that matter. Of course, clothes. If you ask me what's your best birthday present you have ever received, that's hard to tell. I can't even fucking remember top of my head, to be honest with you. But so again, drop a comment if you like, if you want to. I'm trying to think. What else? But You know, we when we were kids, we used to be excited to receive birthday presents, you know, from, you know, basically from your friends or family members. You got this. Even birthday monies, too. You know, birthday monies is a present. I mean, you may get, like, $25, $50, $100, and that's pretty much it, really. I mean, if you receive more than $100 for a for your birthday, hey, cool. Now, as for the top of my head, even one of those hit those certain age, like 13, which I get into in a bit, 13, 16, 18, and 21, I don't recall if I got more when I hit those age. I do remember when I graduated high school and college, got my degree in college, I got like maybe a little bit bigger money. Not too big, but big money. Not, you know, but just, you know, maybe $100 or something. But that's it. Maybe a little more at that time. And of course, birthday cards, wish you, you know, happy birthday, and many more, whatever. And of course, you know, birthday cakes, ice cream, you know, to eat, you know, whatever. And of course, that song, happy birthday to you, happy birthday. And, you know, funny is that I remember last year, shout out to Marcus, who posts on the PW board, that known as The Great. He was on my podcast around this time of the year, like a few times around this time of the year, because we did our rebooking for WrestleMania from 1 to 39. Check it out, by the way. That's a good episode. So we did it together. And one of those times, it was his birthday, I believe. And I remember I mentioned on one of the episodes, you know, remind me this. I'm going to sing you a happy birthday in this episode. And I completely forgot. I even tell him that on the message. But, you know, because I will probably will maybe sing it on my birthday. I'm not now. I want to be clear. Set the record straight. I'm not much of a singer at all. I can't sing rough as shit. Okay? I'm not even good with memorizing the lyrics, for crying out loud. Okay? So I'm not a singer, so there. But, you know, remember the birthday song? Happy birthday to you. About cha-cha-cha or whatever. But, yeah. But, anyways. Sorry. I got this notification on my phone. Sorry, I ain't got it. Okay. All right, I apologize. But anyways, now let's talk about the certain age that comes only once of your lifetime. And I mentioned it earlier when I start this episode. You know, there's 13, age of, when you turn 13, you become a teenager. And then, of course, there's sweet 16, when you turn 16 years old. Then, of course, when you turn 18, you can say you become an adult. Well, there's a saying. People say when a boy turns 18, they become a man. When a girl turns 21, become a woman. I don't know if I agree with that. I honestly think a girl become a woman when they turn 18. And become adult. Now, there's certain things, certain age you can't do still, like drinking, supposedly. You can't drink because most states, a lot of states' laws, you can't drink once you turn 21. And, you know, there's some people drink a little bit younger. We all do when we're younger. When, man, we were trying to drink this alcohol because that looks cool or whatever. And I, you know, I have my shares. I drink, I remember when I was 18, drink that, one of my friend's tequila whiskey that they got him for his graduation. Oh, wow. And no, I didn't drink or drive. I ride my bike. Okay. Oh, drinking and ride a bike. That's not also a good idea, but I did. I ride my bike safely. So that's back then, you know. But anyways, So, yeah, you know, there's, so, you know, of course, you know, there, those age that I mentioned, 21, 18, 16, and 13, those are once a lifetime. From your memory, when you hit those age that I mentioned, 13, 16, 18, 21, what did you do when you hit that age? You got to a big birthday party from your friends or family or both, or maybe a surprise birthday present? What was your from your memory? I can tell you from my memory, each of those age for me, from base my experience from when I hit those all these ages, let me tell you, for each one of them, me turning 13, it sucks that year. Let me tell you why. My birthday was, you know, in April, and this is happening in 2004 when I turned 13. This was 1 month after my dad passed away. That's why. That fucking sucks. Now, I remember I did order a pay-per-view, wrestling pay-per-view, WrestleMania 10. If I remember correctly, it was maybe end of March or early April, which was before my birthday. And my friends come over and watch WrestleMania 10 while my cousin was there. Stay with us for a little bit. So there's that. So yeah. It was the day, it was a week, I mean not a week, a month after my dad passed away. Fucking sucks. And once I turned 13, there was no birthday parties, like, at all. I don't remember what day was it on my birthday. I don't know if it was on the weekday or school day or on the weekend. Let me look. Look on my phone right now. Let me see if I can find the 1994 April calendar. I mean, yeah, let's see. Let me see. 1994 calendar. Where is it? Okay, let's see. Let me look for it. I'm looking for it right now. Let's see. Oh, it was on a Monday. That year. Back in 1994, my birthday was on a Monday. So that was basically, I think we have school that day. I don't remember. I was in seventh grade. That's basically it. That's how I remember. But yeah, like I said, it was 1 month after my dad passed away. So once I turned 13, it sucks. No really special occasion or anything. No birthday parties or anything like that. Now, once I hit 16, sucks too. No parties, no occasional. That's it, really. I learned to drive. That was like a few months after. My birthday was like over the summertime. Because my birthday was in April, so I learned driving in the summertime, like in June, I believe, that year of... I can't remember what year was it, but it's in the 90s. 94, 95, 96. 96 or 97. Around there. But once I turned 16, when I was sweet 16, nothing really, actually. No special occasion. I don't remember what present I got when I was 16, when I hit 16. I don't remember what birthday present I received when I was turned 13. So I don't remember that. But I do remember they didn't celebrate my birthday. No party or anything like that. Same thing with the age of 18. Actually, I kind of take that back. 18 was a little different. Yes, on my birthday, once I hit 18, I finally got my driver's license. You can check out my podcast. I did an episode regarding reviewing my eye condition. Check it out. That's, you know, regarding why it takes so long to get my driver's license. Check out that episode. So I got my driver's license, I would say, maybe a a month after my birthday or a few weeks after my birthday. I can't remember. And then, what else? Oh, yeah. And then after I graduated from high school, I went to Las Vegas for the first time when I was 18 with my mom, with my little sister, and with mom's and my dad's old friends. We went with them, road trip, 12 to 14 hours drive, by the way, from where I live to Las Vegas, Nevada. That's a long, from back home too, that's a long ass road trip. But so I went to Las Vegas when I turned 18. You can't play the casino until, and I mentioned this earlier in this episode, that you can't play the casino until you turn 21, actually. When you turn 18, you can play the casino, but apparently not. At that time, and I think it still is. So I can't play the casino, but I did play one slot machine, maybe close to the last day we stayed in Las Vegas. So because mom gave me, you can play that one slot machine, make sure you don't get caught. And I did play the slot machine. No, I didn't win shit. Whatever. But yeah, so there's that. But so, that's all I can remember that. But other than that, I'm not really celebrating that. But that was like a few months after my birthday. And that was in the summertime. So not really celebrating my birthday, but whatever. But for months on my birthday, when I turned 18, I didn't celebrate. No celebration really at all. As for 21, once I turned 21, nothing really either. I do remember we went back to Las Vegas with me, my mom, with my sister, because my sister, Taekwondo instructor, and one of her classmate, some dude from Taekwondo class, we went to Las Vegas because they have a Taekwondo, I don't know if you call it orientation or presentation. No, I think it's presentation. Doing forms, performing, that kind of stuff in Las Vegas, Nevada. So that's why I went. We went. Drive again. I didn't do no driving. Both those times I went to Las Vegas. So no, I didn't do no driving. Again, 12 to 14 hours drive. Then round trip. Round trip. I can't remember how long we stayed in Las Vegas, but so yeah, that's it. But that was like a few months after my birthday again, and that's on the summertime that year as well. After I hit 21, and this time, yeah, I was playing a couple slot machines because I could do it legally now because I'm a legal age. Once I hit 21, I didn't get a chance to play that much because due to a lot of shit going on. That time, go with my sister, Taekwondo rotation or presentation, stay away, and we walk around together, eat, that kind of stuff. So I didn't really play that much, but I played a little bit. I did play a little bit, and no, I didn't win shit again. That's all I can remember, but during my exact birthday, both 21, when I turned 21 and 18, nothing special occasion, nothing at all. Yeah, that's all, It is what it's one of those. Yeah, I know it's one, and I mentioned this. Once you hit those age, it's one of those months of a lifetime. But nothing's too special for me that happened to me. No special occasion, no party, no celebration at all. Once I hit those age, just nothing but. To be honest with you, it is what it is, isn't it? But what's yours? Once you turn now, answer this question again. Once you turn 13, 16, 18, and 21, what do you do for those when you hit that age, on that birthday? Do you do anything fun? Do you do anything special or anything like that, man? Let me know. Drop a comment. Again, post a comment about it on Instagram. If you follow me on Instagram, and I will plug in my Instagram user in a bit because I'm almost close to the end of this episode. Also, on Threads, Facebook, and on the PW World, if you're on PW, all that good stuff. Post a comment about it, you know. But anyways, I think that's about it. So, hopefully tomorrow is a good day for my birthday. I don't expect anything special or anything like that. So, we'll see what happens. But anyways, yeah, happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to anyone whose birthday today and tomorrow beside me and so forth. But anyways, you can follow me on Instagram, pdh02. Same user on Threads, pdh02 as well. That's Talk Podcast has a Facebook page. Please give it a follow, give it a like. I post episodes like this one on the Let's Talk Podcast Facebook page. Let's Talk Podcast is available from 10 different platforms, which you can listen to all the episode, including this episode, from 10 different platforms, such as Spotify for Podcaster, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Amazon Music, and CastBox. So, anyone, have a good night. Stay safe. Have the rest of a good week. And talk to you next time on the Let's Talk Podcast. Peace out, everyone.